yangu ya dhambi, Yesu amelipa kwake msalabani. Nilipewa uzima, deni ya dhambi msalabani ilimalizikia, ni huru kabisa. Bwana Yesu asema, mwanangu dhaifu, uwezo na ushindi hupatikana kwangu. Deni ya dhambi msalabani ilimalizikia, ni huru kabisa. Bwana kweli naona nguvu zako pekee, huondoa ukoma, niwe kipya kiumbe. Deni ya dhambi msalabani ilimalizikia, ni huru kabisa. Sina wema moyoni, nidai neema, nakubali kabisa kwa damu kusafiwa. Deni ya dhambi msalabani ilimalizikia, ni huru kabisa. Hata huko mbinguni miguuni pake, Yesu alinifia, nitaimba milele. Deni ya dhambi msalabani ilimalizikia, ni huru kabisa. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Good morning, Saints. Yeah, Brother Marcus and I go back long ways. We've been friends for many, many years. I've been in his home in Bieselsburg, Germany, and with his wife, Martina. And I don't know their little child. I haven't. Yeah, they were just tiny, tiny. Marcus has always had a tremendous burden for the youth around the world. And he was the one that put out that DVD, Music, Might, and Manipulation. And that's our number one requested DVD. And so many of you have seen it. If you haven't, I recommend it. It shows the spirit behind rock and roll music. And he did a tremendous job putting all those facts together. And that's been 10 years ago. And now he's putting together again another series of things that to help the youth really comprehend what was going on at a certain time in Brother Branham's ministry, not only under his commission as either pastor or evangelist or prophet or Elijah or Eliezer, or what was going on in his ministry at that time. And so it kind of makes sense then if you get a little understanding of what anointing was he operating under at that time in his ministry. And so he's gone through quite a bit of detail in putting this book together, and he's come over here to let us work with him in finalizing the book. And we hope to have it finished by Christmas. And Brother Stephen Strew took on the job of coordinator locally for the book that Marcus has been working on for 2 years. Five years he's been putting gathering material together for this. And then Stephen Strew took it on. And Wednesday night we made an announcement. We'd like to put together a team to work with us on finishing up the book and gathering details and putting it in the form for InDesign, ready to go to the printer, etc. And a whole team formed almost in one night, just bang. And we had all kinds of volunteers come forward for various roles. And Stephen told me before he left to go back to Des Moines that he says, I think we have a full team. We've got plenty of proofreaders. We've got computer operators. We've got just everything fitted into place. So that shows the Holy Spirit's at work. And we're just so delighted with that. Marcus is going to review a little bit from Wednesday night for those of you that missed it, so you can kind of be up to speed, and then take you on further this morning. I know you're going to enjoy it. He's a very humble brother and yet very, very gifted brother, and you'll enjoy him very much. Just to insert this in, Brother Howard Pugh is going to preach for us on Wednesday night, so I know you'll enjoy that also. Let me see if I missed anything here that I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, I got on here, too, that Paul LaFontaine heard about what's going on, and he says, I want several hundred copies for my winter youth retreat. And so he's already placed an order. Praise the Lord. Brother Marcus, come right up and take the service this morning, and come right up. And you know you're always welcome, brother. You're part of the family.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Maybe we have a little chorus before. Maybe I love him. Is that fine for you? Amen. And while we stand up for the reading of the word.
I love him. I love him.
Bow our heads, and if you have a need on your heart, you can raise your hands to God, that the Lord may speak to you and he can use whatever minister there is. I many times said God could use a donkey to speak to Balaam. Sometimes the donkey has a name, but the name of Marcus. And let me pray that the Lord will just use me to speak something that encourages. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time, very outstanding time for me, among friends, Father, among real brothers and sisters, predestinated Father, may this morning, may you help those among us who are weak in faith. Help the younger ones, help those who get a little bit formal, a little bit tired on the way, Father. Maybe they are giving up a little bit, Father. May you really strengthen them to say, press forward, my brother, press forward, my sister. Amen. It matters to serve the Lord. Me and my house, we serve the Lord. In good and bad days, and Lord, may you just use me as a little vessel to speak to your children, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. And while we're standing, let us open the word of God in two scriptures. Amen. Not to take too much time. And in the first book of Kings, it says in chapter 20, amen. And Ben-Hadad, first from verse 1, 1 Kings, chapter 20, and Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts together, and there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city and said to him, thus saith Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold is mine, your wives and your children, even the godliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, my lord, O king, according to your saying, I'm yours and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, thus speak Ben-Hadad, saying, although I have sent to you, saying, you shall deliver me your silver and your gold and your wives and your children, yet I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants, and it shall be that whosoever is pleasant in your eyes, they shall put in their hand and take it away. Amen. And let's read a little portion in the book of Ecclesiastes, just one verse. Chapter 12, verse 1, the very known scripture. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. We may be seated. Amen. God bless you richly. It's a privilege to be here and enjoy that time. It was really one of the highlights for me, and to be around Brother Lonnie, Brother Steve, and you, and all those families that received me, the Aarons and the Hunnings and different ones. And thank you very much for family Strew, who really, the whole family, made it their project and helped very, very faithfully. Bringing the greetings from Germany, from the believers, and from many, many brothers, my pastor, Brother Rodewald, and we feel very much connected with you, Brother Eckhart, and praise the Lord. I really had a wonderful time, and this project, I thank Brother Lonnie, BCF, really for your support and for the vision, catching the vision of it. And we find out that we have a lack among our young people, that they don't read the message. They are good people, they dress fine, they are nice people, but they don't grow because they don't read, because they don't eat. And we see, and I understand it, because they now tell them, okay, now read 1,100 messages, and if you are through, come back. It's quite a frustrating element. So the thing is, the vision is really, it is a complete different approach that we were finding this time. It was not something like explaining a doctrine. It is not just bringing quotes together or events, but it begins to just show a vision. It's because Brother Branham said, if you're teaching, you walk on thin ice. Don't go too fast. Don't run. You have to really approach to the subject carefully, like coming to a crossroad. And we find out, as I said this Wednesday, one thing that we see in this message is that people are too easy to deceived in all kind of fanaticism because they're not grounded in the Word. That's their problem. And somebody is really, really coming convincing, persuading, really coming with anointing, but we're not interested in who is the best speaker, but in which direction does he leave me, bring me. I prefer a dry preacher with a good doctrine than a very fervent one with the wrong direction. Exactly so. And what we feel too is the need, the responsibility for a message that we got. And I want to say, David said, it is like a treasure. Never see that God sent Brother Branham, the prophet, to give us a doctrine, but it is a life, a love, it's a husband. Exactly. And I will not explain all the things that we saw on Wednesday, but one thing is sure, if I see the pictures, and in this book, we will see very clear the connection to Israel, everything what happened in the years 59 to 65, what happened in the world, the presidents that come. It is not a book. It will be a companion. I mean, it will be, and it's not only for the young, it is made for young people. And when we were first designing it, I said to his sister Miriam, don't make it a comic book, because it's God's word. But don't make it too heavy so that young people are afraid of it. So just find the right kind of mode to touch their heart. But you will see, it will be a preacher's book. And they would, every message that they read, you walk into a certain message, for example, the token, and then you can just see, okay, it happened in these circumstances. This was the message before. This was the incident in Brother Branham. And what will be shown is the changings in the ministry that he has. And we were seeing on Wednesday that we have people, good people, in the message having a good doctrine, but they are just under one anointing that Brother Branham have. Right? They have just the Elijah anointing, so they have to fight everybody who is not believing like them. Let's take those Philistines in the message and let's take the sword. No. Right? So we have to pay attention. God has his time and he has his way to deal with things. Because it's his children. It's not our children, it's his children. We have to pay attention to this. Politics is something which is very, very, very dangerous because it kills the person. You see sometimes two politicians, one is trying to kill the person, his influence, and after he's getting elected, he takes the program of the other. Exactly. He's stealing just the program, but he just had to kill the person. But Christianity is different. It helps the person, but kills the spirit. Right, this is so important, to expose spirit, not persons. Help the person because they are brothers and sisters. That's completely different than we have it, than we see it in the world. So you will see it is quite an interesting project. And thanks again for all your help and your concern with it. And may the Lord really, really bless you. If we understand the picture that we saw on Wednesday, one thing is clear. If Brother Branham had that ministry to be Eliezer, we don't want to marry Eliezer, we want to marry Isaac. So there is no place for an eighth messenger. Can you say amen? There is no place for a one-man ministry worldwide. No, it can't, because then the whole people, then we have to throw the Bible away just to take one quote. No, it must be right in the whole sentence. Everything must be together in one. The picture must be right. So the time is a little bit for me over to compare quotes. But we have a vision to see a certain point, and I want to arrive at that certain point. That's so important. And therefore, one outstanding quote is that Brother Branham said, the messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10, he will do two things. He will bring back the hearts, not the brain, the heart back to the Pentecostal fathers, and he will reveal the seven thunders of Revelation 10. So if I would come anyway, the next time is already planned when I come back in 10 years. So according to the repetition of all things, so I come back, I say, brothers and sisters, here's Brother Marcus, and I had a real an angel come to me, and it was so wonderful. And the angel said, Brother Marcus, you will reveal these seven thunders, and everybody has to listen to you, nobody else have, and it is a special revelation. Now you can say, seeing the picture, you say, Brother Marcus, we love you. We will always do, but go home. Amen. And that's some kind of a mature thing. What the prophet told us is to be very clear and very polite at the same time. Amen. Because we can, because it's a question of life and death. Amen. Because doctrines is a direction that I go. And Brother Branham said, it is not only Elvis Presley who will be in hell, but it will be all those millions who followed him. So in other words, Elvis Presley became their pastor, their leader. For others, it's maybe Michael Jordan, whatever. But we have to see, we have to be straight, but with a loving spirit. Right, there's no way, we're not back in the time of the gunfighters, you know, Tom Stone, and here comes Billy the Kid. No. Amen. The first thing when I have a discussion with somebody, and I'm not searching these things, I'm really not interested, I have to save my energy a little bit. You know, I'm not too old, but I still are already in the age to save the energy. I have no time for just vain discussions and fightings, and nothing comes out of these things. But the first thing I say, am I your brother? Yes. And you are my brother. And be sure, if I'm your brother and if I don't see it right, one day I will see it right, because God takes care of it. Amen. The Holy Spirit leads us in all truth. Right. So this is a little bit the beginning of it. This morning, I brought greetings from Brother Rapp on Wednesday, and it was my little thought to say, this is a slogan in Holland, which says, if you're not Dutch, you're not much. It was not him saying this, but I got the right answer. Somebody said, Brother Marcus, if you're not American, you're a barbarian. That's the problem. I said, so... so, whatever. I have to take it and praise the Lord. And... Well, that's how it is. Now, let me just refer on two, three things on Wednesday, because I would like to, Brother Franco, if you would be so kind, Again, we are not going into all these kind of details. And this morning, I would like to refer myself to the young people. I would not continue in any kind of a doctrinal part, but I would like to speak to them, because I had a very interesting thought of a young sister years ago. I think it was in Lithuania. She said, there was some questions and answers. She said, "Brother Marcus, I have a problem. When we have the conventions, I'm always up. And when the convention is over, the eagle is landing." And she said, she was very sincere. She said, "I don't know how to come out of that situation." And since that, I have, from time to time, to the young people, I preach how to come out of that situation, right? Now, to help the person personally, so it will be a little bit of a coaching this morning for the young people, right? Sometimes when I'm in Germany, and I'm preaching, and Brother Lonnie mentioned it, the problem is if one time you have a certain reputation, you never lose that reputation. So Brother Marcus is a young people's minister, and I'm always invited for this, and I don't feel like this, but that's a reputation. And when I'm in the church, I say, okay, I will speak to the young people up to 80. And all those who are older, they can go home now, but only with permission of the parents. because the young men in us will always stay young. I'm now 44. I always say a million more in 44. But I'm 44. I feel like the teenagers in the church. Somebody says, "Let the young people in the church in," and that's me. And the young people said, "Brother Marcus." So the one living inside always stays young. But every age has its problem, and we want to really address to the teenager this morning. Now, again, just some thoughts, and I will really directly go into the subject. That we were seeing, we have to keep one thing in mind. The restoration has not three steps: justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. It has four steps. Right. And Brother Brand makes a picture, and I'm a lover of all these pictures, you know, because it makes things very clear for me. Because the sun had to go from the east to the west, and the messengers went from the east to the west exactly the same way. Civilization went to the west, and the messengers. So they begin in Israel, went over Mediterranean Sea to Europe, and from there to England, and from there to America. So always west, and it had to pass three seas. Mediterranean Sea, then the channel between France and England, and from there over the Atlantic Ocean to America. Three steps. But when Brother Brennan was born, he was born on the east coast of America. And keeping one thing in mind, this is just a picture, but when we see Brother Brennan with the halo overhand, it was made with a Kodak Eastman film. Right. He was the east, and when it came to the end of his ministry, the voice said, "Go west." So there was still a certain plan to go. There was still a certain distance to go right to the west, arriving on Sunset Mountain. And if you see, now, if there would be an eighth messenger, he must live in the sea, because he's now on the western part of the western side. Right, so there's no place to find him. Exactly so. So just to see, this is our approach. Don't stay with God sent a prophet. No, it will not help you today. We have to see, where did the prophet lead us to? To the person. Amen? Right. I know I hate to go through these things, but just to understand. Now, we have three messengers coming to Sodom. And what happened is, as we saw on Wednesday, Brother Branham ended his last line of discernment, which was the last sign for Sodom, at the same month when the Pope arrived for the first time to America. So one leaves, one goes, one comes, absolutely. And we have two messengers, and I always said this to the church: Oral Roberts and Billy Graham are fine people. Brother Graham didn't call them sodomites, but he called them angels to Sodom. And if you listen to a preaching of Oral Roberts, everything is right. Receive the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost, that's all fine, that's what we believe too. But as it is not the word for this age, it's blinding the people. Amen. Amen. So somebody can be very, very nice in his preaching, but this, he really shows the point for this age. Billy Graham, he didn't say love Mohammed. He says, Jesus is risen, Jesus lives. He says all the things that we believe, but it's not exactly for our age. Amen. Not to be disrespectful, but what happened is this. So when the prophet came, and this is so wonderful subject to go into it, but Brother Bram said this, watch the nature of this angel bringing the last message before destruction. He said, Abraham, I keep my promise to you. I love that. That's our father, God. I will keep my promise to you just about the time of life, according to the time of life, about 28 days I'm going to visit you. That's what the prophet said. And that baby that you have waited for these 25 years, you are going to have it. Right. So we have to see one thing in mind. I will not answer on all these questions, just to open again the vision. That there's no incident that Brother Branham says 20 or 30 times, he speaks about those 28 days being the circle of a woman. Exactly. And that cloud arrived on the 28th of February. So we see these three messengers, and while the two messengers go to Sodom, the Bible says Abraham stood before Elohim. And Elohim said to Abraham, could I hide something before my servant Abraham, knowing that he will be a huge people? So I always say this. Now here's Elohim standing before Abraham and preaches to him, who is this Melchizedek? Amen. Amen. The presence of God unrecognized. Amen. The mighty God unveiled before us. The token. Amen. The rapture. While they had their great Pentecostal meeting, here comes somebody in a quiet way just bringing truth, hidden truth, to the seed of Abraham. You say amen. Amen. Therefore, you can see when Brother Brandon was a young boy and there was that Pentecostal preacher, we remember that it was an old man, and when he was just beginning before the foundation of the world, he says, there's not enough space for me here. Exactly. So the changing in the ministry brings a changing in the preaching. Amen. And we have to understand, when we come to the message, we have a background. And many people want to adopt the word of the Lord according to their background. But we have to forget all these things. We have to die out our old husband until the new one can really live. Can you say amen? There's some people say if the preacher is not at least two times running up down the aisles and jumping, it was not a preaching, it was nothing. But it's not so. God is just speaking and quickening the heart of us. Right. Say amen? Amen. Right. So something happened. So while they were in the tent, and Brother Branham always says, Sarah was behind in the tent. So while he was revealing the hearts, that's what the Christian businessman saw. This was one thing. Something happened with Sarah.
Right. Exactly.
So this message that we received is not only information.
Amen.
No. It quickens the seed. Amen. Therefore, you remember that Brother Branham says, Baptists bring forth Baptists. Pentecostals bring forth Pentecostals. But the Word bring forth the Word. Therefore, he had to be a clean channel. So if you see the Bible and you see the message for this hour, don't read it as a Bible student. Read it with your heart. The Jewish people, they're kissing the word because it's for them life. It's not, oh, I have to learn something to be victorious in the next message discussion. Right, to get some ammunition for the next quotes, you know. No. It is a love letter. It stays a love letter. And a love letter, if I send a letter to my wife, there is a name on it, Martina. Now, everybody can open that letter, but there is still one name, Martina. Right, and there is people in this message, they have information about it, they can discuss with it, but it didn't become a love letter for them.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen?
Absolutely. So I just have to go a little bit, so just to open the vision, it is open already, but just to see that time of Brother Brian, when he says, Lord, there is a changing in my ministry, and we did not mention the third pole and the tenth vision, which is so nice. Because Eliezer and Isaac made exactly the same thing. When Eliezer brought Rebecca to Isaac, Brother Bram said Rebecca veiled her face. That means she put away all of her own thinking.
Amen.
And she saw Isaac. And the next thing what happened, Isaac took her in her tent.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And they become one.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Invisible union.
Yes, sir.
At that time. Yes. Amen. Now here's what Brother Bram says. And I would just finish it with this. And I told you the last time there was a new ministry coming. I spoke with some of the brothers today and was telling them about what's happened. Just remember that the first time I was there, you remember the Lord had told me something was going to happen, change in the ministry. It happened. Said another one, greater than all the rest of them put together, already confirmed and ready. I hope it happens tonight. I just might say that. I don't have the time to explain it to you. Now he's like me this morning. But the brethren who just know about it, it's wonderful. Yes. It would be such a great thing for the people. And I'm grateful to God that the hour is soon at hand. I believe it. When God is helping his children. Especially it will be for those who can't muster the faith to raise up and get a hold of God like they should. Is somebody here who could say amen? Amen. So it's for you. Amen. Like they should. I believe the Lord is providing a way for us now to take care of them also. Some runs into faith that they can just reach over and receive anything. Why? That's great faith. Some of them has mustard seed faith and has to wait so long to get through. I believe the Lord is making a way for those people now, and I don't know when it will be, but it will be. Just as certain as I'm standing here, it will be. Amen. So the answer is really not God sent the prophets, but the fact, who did he introduce to us? Amen. And when the denomination says Jesus is the answer, they are just guessing, but we know it is. Somebody says, Brother Marcus, there's no way for me. He is the way. If he is there, the way is there. Let's come on the way. So therefore, Brother Branham said, Christianity is positive. Amen. Is positive, despite all the beatings, and I got enough. Brother Lonnie said, I'm humble. Life makes you humble. Right, that's for sure. But still, there is a melody in my heart that says, yes, but we are victorious. Yeah. Amen. That's true. Can you say amen? Amen. So I just wanted to give a little appetizer about the thing that we really plunge in the Word. Therefore, we can have many sources of information. 100%, that's wonderful. Even the Jewish Talmud has wonderful things to say. But when it comes to seed, don't mix it. Don't mix it. Amen. Because mustard seed cannot be mixed with nothing. Amen. When it comes to seed, amen. Therefore, you say, and I really finish with this, we live in the time of receiving seed, of getting pregnated. Amen. Like Mary was. Amen. The beginning of the church was Pentecost, but the beginning of the New Testament was an angel coming to Mary. Amen. With the spoken word. Right. And I believe that's the same what God does in his humble way for this time. So you remember when Brother Branham says in the Invisible Union, he speaks about the church and he says they want to make practice birth control so that they can go to parties. Right. And I will not speak about that subject. Don't fear. Amen. But it has not only a natural application, and I will never speak because there's a lot of things that is pure pastoral for couples to do this. Sometimes I'm confronted, I always say, pastor. Right, you sure? But let's see the spiritual component of it. There is, because those denominations, they love the message, but they don't want to have a baby. Amen. You know, why it is, and Brother Bram said she doesn't want to lose her nice figure. She wants to go to parties. So we have many people in this message. You know, when you get a baby, I would say from the first day that you are pregnant, it becomes a fight. I saw my wife when she was pregnant. It was every day she had, amen. Amen. I will not explain all things, but you who are pregnant, you know, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing is that you have, I don't have the appropriate word for this, but you don't feel good, right? And if you're really becoming really pregnant, you know, every step that you make, oh, right, is carrying Christ as a baby. Amen. It becomes a burden. Amen. Natural typing the spiritual. Amen. Yeah, but we have too much people that want to feature on cats and dogs, which is fine to just see the spiritual component, not cats and dogs. But there are too much people that want to be in a message, but they don't want to have a baby. They want to go to party Saturday and the church Sunday. Amen. They want to live their life. They want to have somebody who doesn't never offend him nothing but be in the message. It will never work. Amen. They want to have, and Brother Bram saw that spirit. He said they want to have a cat and a dog, but they don't want to have a child. But to have Christ for this day is more than the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but having a Christ, a child, carrying through. Can you say amen? As a type. So we have people that in the marriage carrying a baby brings responsibility. We have people that they like to come, that they like to bring the message, but let me say, for hours and hours, they like to chat with everyone. Amen. Can you say amen? They, when I see all young people in Germany, they are better informed about any kind of problem which are in South America in a social way with some believer than the ministers. They take time for the social life, but they'll come to church faithfully. But when it comes really to carry a baby,
yes,
nourish it, feature it,
yes,
that's another thing.
Yes.
And you say amen? It costs you everything. And therefore, it's so important. And if we want to have a baby, let's have a word baby. Amen. Because God always wanted to create children by the spoken word. Brother Branham said sex came later, but it was the spoken. But God, as there was a Garden of Eden, and all the species are wonderful, Satan sends one animal with one seed, which was corrupted. And that animal has one idea, just, and I hope I can make it respectfully, but as I'm German, I'm just trying to get my words. But he tries to get a baby to Eve. Right, that is his purpose. And here we are 6,000 years later, we are in Satan's Eden. Everything is corrupted. And God sends a man. And from his youth, he said, don't drink, don't smoke, don't defile your body. Why this? What I believe, because he's a seed giver.
Yes. Amen.
Spoken word is the original seed.
Yes,
therefore, I always say at home, the spoken word was not for the squirrels, it was for us.
Amen.
Right, can you say amen? So let's open, not for everything, but let's open for the word of the age. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Right. It takes a lot and a lot of commitment in these things. Now, just as a thing, just as an appetizer, that we are, if we lost a little bit our zeal for getting into the word, let's go back again.
Yes,
let's serve the Lord. Me and my house, we serve the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Now, the story that we were reading, and we go directly for the young people. The story what we were reading, what we were listening to or reading was very clear. Here is the king of Israel by the name of Ahab, and they were governed by Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. And Ben-Hadad comes into his kingdom, and he says, tomorrow I will take your children, I'll take your wives. And the great clash began when the king of Israel said, you will not get them. Amen. And we have to see one thing, friends, that we live in Satan's Eden and we have a real adversary. And he has one agenda, to get our children.
Amen.
He's trying to get the weak ones in the church. And we have to see this. And we as the parents, we as the ministers, we are protectors of them.
Amen.
I mean, in a certain way, we become the cherubims for them. Not as a, you understand me right.
Amen.
We are the protectors. Amen. And you say amen?
Now,
to understand this, what happens to that young sister, that she could not come back into her enthusiasm in the spirit, I will first show how she went down, and in the second part, I would like to give some practical examples how we come back. Right, because, yeah, I never finish with the negative part. I always show the way out. I always say, let me have 30% of showing the problem and 70% of it. I never say, okay, this is the problem, shalom, and see you next time. No. Especially to young people, always show the way out. Right. So we see when a child is born up to the age of 12, and he is a little bit in the Garden of Eden. Because up to the age of 12, he is under the blood automatically, and there is no sexual desire in him. Beside of little playing doctor and everything, but not really serious, right? Yeah, it's so. But in the boy, in the girl, is already a fight. If he's believer or not believer, because if he is a real believer, predestinated, he has or she has a seed,
yes,
but at the same time, she has a worldly nature.
Right.
So she wants to have, for example, some money, and the little child begins to lie. Now, the worldly nature makes her lie, and the seed said that was wrong. So she gets red in their face. Amen?
Amen?
Already the children have a fight in them without being spiritual. Because they have a word in nature and they have a seed that says, no, that was wrong. And they get red. Did you lie? You see? Right. But God left them in these first years of their life, like in the Garden of Eden. And there's a lot of influences on the children, but I want to say this, the parents are the protection. Absolutely. So therefore, it's so important with parents to have a vision. Not legalistic, but have a vision, a clear vision. Amen. Absolutely. But now when they're getting a little bit older, 12 or 13, they come in the age of accountability, and I made that picture of Christ, that we have to understand one thing. God has a certain date for their conversion. And Brother Brim said, up to the age of 21, 86% of all the conversions are done. 86. So therefore, the devil has so much work to do in this age of a teenager because there is a fight going on. 86% of all the conversions are done before 21. But for the life of somebody, God has a date. Amen. We cannot hasten that date. God has a date. Like Congressman Upshaw had to wait 66 years. And when the tape was there, Brother Ben was not even preaching, but the Holy Spirit announced him to be healed. So God in his plan, he has a date for our life. So we see the young people come in a tremendous problem between the age of 13 and let me say, for example, this one would be 17 when he will give his life to Christ. Because from this age of 12, 13, 14, until the age where he really wants to serve the Lord, they have no Holy Ghost, but we want them to have a certain standard in their life because they go to a message church. So here is already the conflict. They cannot live the life, but they should live the life. Amen. Right. And they will not live the life because if they could live the life without the Holy Ghost, why should give them the Holy Ghost? They cannot live the life. It's pure. They can pretend. They can begin with their stories and so forth. You can say, forget it. Nobody believes it. I mean, they have to be honest with God, but that doesn't mean that at the age of 12 and 30, they just go into the world and experience everything and come back when God calls them. We want to keep them. We want to keep them. We want to keep them, bring them through that time of problems. And I will not go into all these things, how we can keep them. But one thing is an investment that I make for them when they are children, which will pay off when they get older. To invest, for example, in respect. Some are just kept by respect. No fear, respect. Amen. Some is to create friends around them which are more spiritual than them. Right. I remember that the life that we live before our children is tremendously important. Some of the rock and rollers have Christian backgrounds, and they said this, my parents were not the same at home as they were in church. When I saw the hypocrisy, I preferred to be a real rock and roller instead to have that kind of life. Amen. I was a Sunday school teacher in our church a couple of years ago, and we have two boys that always went like this. They came like this into the Sunday school. And I wondered myself, who are the parents? Now, at a certain time, I found out who the parents were. Because a couple came like this into the sanctuary. Amen. The way you come, the way the children come. Absolutely. The way you pray, they will pray. Amen. Now, we have in Germany, and let's speak a little bit from heart to heart. I have no notes, just the things that I would show. We have in Germany a little bit of a problem because Laodicea is a spirit. Right. And it means human rights. That means everybody's right. There's a spirit. Amen. That means... And not to hurt anybody's feeling because we were discussing, just take it and speak to the whole audience today. But this is really what we find in Germany. People say every family must know by themselves. And I said, no, God knows. God knows. Not the family knows by themselves. God knows your children better than you know them. God knows your life better than you know yourself. Amen. One time, Brother Branham explains that story. He says there was a person with a car that should be repaired. And, you know, when people get nervous, and I'm a little bit of a nervous person, when the car is not working, people can really speak to their car. Will you go now? Right. And that person, and he was trying everything. And here comes somebody with a tie. He just comes by before he looks. He says, no problem. You have to connect this and this and this and this, and the car goes. And the man says, okay, I will try. And he tries, and everything works. And he says, what is your profession? Are you an astrologist or whatever? He says, no. I'm an engineer. I designed that car. I know every screw of that car. And we have to understand God is the creator of our life. God knows. You are wrong and I'm wrong. That's for sure. But he knows. And I'm wondering so many times how much families are not consulting God in their decisions. They consult themselves. They consult the philosophers or psychologists. But they should consult Almighty God. Remember me in the days of your youth. Not only to worship him, but to consult him. I don't know if it's the same for America, but sometimes you have these kind of journals where you have questions and answers. Mrs. Marcolina answers, something like this, right? And questions about marriage, questions about this. But many people of those readers, they don't know Mrs. Marcolina, that's me in the feminine, Mr. Marcus, anything like this. He is divorced 3 times already. Exactly. So he never knew how to make a successful marriage and gives now his advices to others. And people listen to this instead of listening to God, the one who created me right from the beginning. He knows me. Amen. Can you say amen? So there is some investments that we can do to help the young people through that time, although they are not yet fully, I would say, born again, but it keeps them on a certain level. Right. Now here's this, and this is the second approach before I'm really going into the subject. A church, and I always say this at home, a church is a hospital. I mean, people got hurt and people got their frustration. And sometimes the only thing that people need is just the balm of Gilead. Yeah. Wednesday, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Sunday, the Lord is my shepherd, I will never be in want. Next Wednesday, the Lord is my shepherd, I will never be in want. Never, never, ever. And it goes on for many, many months. But we cannot stay that way. A church is an arena at the same time, because Paul said, I was running my race. You cannot stay your whole life just in a hospital, just always in another pill. No, there's a time where you come into the course. It begins slowly, but it begins. Say amen. Amen. So a church is both. It is a hospital, but at the same time, it is a running course. Not that the children are running here around. You understand what I want to say? It's spiritual. Like Paul said, I run the race. Amen. Amen. I wait for the crown of life. Amen. So a preacher is a doctor, but a preacher is a coach. Amen. Amen. And a coach is a hard type of person. A coach is not somebody who says all is well. A coach says, go, 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 everything. And coach, can I make a pause? No, go, 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 go. That's a coach. Amen. You know that great tennis player by the name of Boris Becker. I was asked when I came here at the board, are you of the family of Boris Becker? I always say, I wish to. But I'm not. But Becker has a very famous name. But he said it came to a point, and he was sincere, it came to a point that I hated the coach. But when I became number one in Wimbledon, I went to my coach, I said, thank you. Thank you. It was hard, but now I understand you wanted to make me number one. And we have to see that the Holy Ghost is a balm, but at a certain time it becomes a coach. Because he wants us to get really, Brother Branham said, faith has muscles on his breast. Now, amen. Can you say amen? Amen. And we have to accept both. So if I'm counseling a little bit with the young people, you know, when you speak with people and they have a question, many times you know they ask the question, but they have already the answer in their heart. Right. They just want to have somebody who confirms what they have already planned in their heart. And then I would normally say, do it. Go. Right. Because you can only help a person who wants to be helped. The rest is just, you know, speaking against the wall. Can you say amen? So it must be the right time for a coach to help out in these things. Now, and one thing is sure, coming back to that concept of getting pregnant, Brother Branham said the denominations serve God in the kitchen. Amen. But today is the time where we enter into the sleeping chamber with Him. Amen. That means if we serve God, every room in our house is available to Him. Amen. And we see it a little bit in the message that many doors are still open, are still closed. You can visit my house, but don't go inside of this. Now, for a preacher, it's not a problem, but for God, it will be a problem. Amen. Can you say amen? The prophet said, people want to have Him to be a savior, but not the Lord. Amen. Somebody asked me, Brother Marcus, who's the boss in your home? That's very simple. I said, my wife is the chief, but I'm the boss. But He is the Lord. That's the most important one. So we have two chiefs, but one Lord. This is important. Certainly, she submitted to me just as a little. Now, here's what Brother Branham says. This was my little Susanna, Brother Lonnie, at that age. You fathers, you mothers, are you ready to establish an altar in your house to take television out? Are you ready to take the deck of cards off table? Them comic books, I want to speak about that, that your children are reading, preparing their mind for a blast that the devil is going to give them. Are you ready to establish the old family altar again? Now, as I'm just a visiting minister, you put the things that you see different, you just put them out. I just want to show a concept. Not to answer as television, yes, television, no. This is up to the church, up to the pastor. But this is what the prophet says. Them comic books that your children reading, preparing their little mind for a blast. So Satan is working on two parts. Amen. First is the preparing stage. And as he is a mighty cherubim, he was nearly like God. He has a lot of strategy. It's very clever. He first prepares the ground, and when they are teenagers, now the blast comes. But the preparation was already when they were children. You say amen? Right. So we have quite an enemy that only Christ will conquer. This is exactly so. Now, here is a picture that we see how Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich at that time in Germany, how they understood to bring obedience to his soldiers is to catch them when they are children. Absolutely. Absolutely. Therefore, the Catholic priests say, give me a child 5 years. I will mold it for the rest of their life. That's what Adolf Hitler did. He took them and put his doctrine right into this. Exactly so. So we have to understand when that king of Syria comes to Ahab, to the king of Israel, let's us be Israel, that we have some kind of a brainwashing which comes by Satan. Yes. And we have to see this, and as we have anointed eyes for this age, we don't fall into it. Therefore, you have to understand one thing. When you see the little boy here as in some kind of self-bombing attack, for a German mother, at that time, it was an honor to lose their children on the battlefield. It was an honor. I lost two boys for Hitler. You see, anointings come. And this is made not in one sermon, but it is a process to bring people to that perspective. Right. Therefore, keep one thing in mind. We are for Israel. For sure, because he is the king of Israel. And if, Boaz gets back to Naomi, gives back her inheritance to Naomi, on the way to Naomi, he marries Ruth, the Moabite. That's us. That's right. So if he is king of the Jews, we are the queen of the Jews. Amen. We can never, we are the spiritual Israel, but we must have a heart for the Islamic countries. Yes. Knowing it's not the person, it's the spirit. It's an indoctrination on them. Can you say amen? It's not devils, because we Germans, we were not devils at that time. But it was an anointing coming upon us. Now here is what I was mentioning on Friday, on Wednesday. This is a group by the name of Hotel California. And the group Hotel California, they are part of the Church of Satan in San Francisco, in the California street. In the same year as Woodstock was, there was the birth of that church, 1969. So here is what they are singing. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or could be hell. Welcome to the Hotel California. He said, we haven't had that spirit here since 1969. Mirrors on the ceiling, the pink champagne on ice. She said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running to the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before." "Relax," said the nightman. "We are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave." Amen. We are programmed to receive. Amen. And keep one thing in mind. Brother Bram said this. Elvis Presley became a challenger for the church. Elvis Presley for us is old-fashioned. Amen. When I was a young boy, we didn't even have video. It was not invented at that time. So we are facing much more, I would say, questions and decisions than ever before. And we cannot be naive by thinking this is just there. It's Satan putting it in there. Amen. Say amen? Amen. Right. How we use it, that's another thing. That's the black telephone. Oh, there's a lot of discussion. Just want to bring in your mind that we have to understand there is an agenda, like in the time of Jesus of Nazareth, of killing the children. Today, that killing is a spiritual one. It's a programming. Amen. Right. Absolutely. And Satan has tremendous success for millions of them. He says it's not only Elvis Presley being in hell, but it will be millions who followed him. Right. Amen. Therefore, I many times say to the church, I say, keep in mind, when we come to church, it's not entertainment. No. We have enough entertainers. That's true. Right. But it's life and death. Brother Bram says this. You in your house, you draw your line. Now you see the German military spirit, but it's how you draw the line in your home between white and black. And then he says this in the message, "A church deceived by the world." He says this, you destroy your enemy or one day it will destroy you. One will win. And many people say, "Brother Margaret, this is gray." There is not much gray. There's not much gray, but there are things that hurt to us that we don't want to listen. Right. Amen. And this place, just as a wanted to spend $2.5 million for a race court for gambling, $2.5 million to degrade, to delude, and to send souls to hell. Now, Brother Brandon was clear. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we have families in Germany, they go to Disneyland. And I think, really? Brother Marco, what do you think about? Nothing. What would you say? Nothing. Honestly. I said, forget it. Because that's not your place. That was Satan made it to bring children to hell, and you are bringing them right into it. You say amen?
Amen.
Right. Now here's what, and here I want to show the accuracy of a prophet. Because here's what Brother Bram said, and when I noticed this hula hoop, they raised up things, and just let me speak just a moment on this before we go further. There was a thing come out not long ago, not a man in Hollywood, nothing against the man now. He is a mortal that Christ died for. But just to show you, they invented a little thing called, the kids used to call the hula hoop or something. And if you ever notice the vulgarity and the things that follow that in the little children, that's not right. Now, one time I was listening to the story who invented hula hoop. And that man, I forgot his name, he said, "I invented hula hoop when I saw the forms of Marilyn Monroe." Now, here is a man who has a sexual inspiration, bringing it into a toy. And we see just the hula hoop. And here comes a prophet. And God could not send, in this deceitful age, a reformer. He must send somebody who could see the fourth dimension. And he said, watch that spirit that goes with that thing. Amen. Even if I could not understand it, but I have enough respect to see God send a prophet. I can't believe that. Amen. And when he says the comic books are preparing their mind, what does the Facebook does?
That's exactly right.
Amen. Without giving an answer, yes or no. But just keep in mind, it does not come from a source which is a real Holy Ghost background. It comes from the other side. However, use it, do it under prayer. And I always tell the young people too, ask your pastor twice. And then be ready to receive an answer. Be ready to receive a no. And I know people don't ask because they don't want to hear no.
Amen.
Amen. But God has no's.
Amen.
I will not say what is a note. This is up to you and the church here. But here is a prophet, and he sees that Laodicea becomes so deceitful, and he sees the spirit in it. And as Eve, we are just protected behind the word, not behind legalism, but behind the vision. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now here's the thing. Pokemon has a slogan which says, we got to catch them all. Remember what they sing. We are programmed to receive. And I always say this. They got to catch them all, but there are some people who receive light in the evening. They got I-self, what no denomination has today, and so they stay away from that thing. Like Brother Branham said, when the Israelites were invited to the Moabitan feast, Brother Branham said they should not have gone there.
Amen.
They should refuse the invitation. No, there's no place for me. And today, you don't have to go nowhere. You just have to click a button and you're in. Therefore, I tell our young people, you have to have more Holy Ghost than ever before.
Amen.
Because the solution is not put the things out.
Amen.
Right. But this is up. Let me show you an example. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, I need because I really want to be a coach for, is somebody, Brother Keith, your name of your daughter? Rebecca. Now, let's make that thing, and I make this a little bit plain for the young parents. Now, Rebecca is 17, let me say. 18, right. Now, here's Brother Marcus, and you see the miracle part of it. Marcus is 18 too, and he's a good-looking man. Right, now this is the miracle part. Right. Now, in the former times, when I was interested in Rebecca, and we always tell our young people, keep in mind, not everybody who is in the message is of the message. Some are just visitors for a couple of years. Amen. I knew a boy who was just sending out love letters. There was nothing there. He just wanted to see the reaction. And he just changed the name. Dear Rebecca, I saw you on the last convention. You are such a wonderful sister. And you sang blah, 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 blah. Can we meet? And do you love me? Something like this. Just as a joke. That's what we have in our... Amen. So here's Marcus. And I want to flirt with Rebecca. And I see one thing that... They have family, Keith, Hunnings, they have just telephone. We are now 30 years back. So I'm just trying to phone, making a date, flirting. And here's Brother Keith. Hunnings. God bless you, Brother Keith. Could I speak to Rebecca? Yes, no problem. So a little bit back and forth. The next day, again, Hunnings. Brother Keith, this is Brother Marcus again. It was a wonderful full service on Wednesday. No? Can I speak to Rebecca? Yes. Third day. Hunnings. Brother Keith, is Rebecca there? You know what Brother Keith says? What do you want, man? What do you mean? Present yourself. What do you want? You just want to flirt a little bit around? Amen. That means the parents were the protection of the children. And it should be like this. But today, with email, now I'm sending to Rebecca directly. Keith doesn't know.
Amen.
You see how the protection for the children goes away completely.
Amen.
Therefore, you can see it in the spiritual the same way. Young people are invited to a youth camp. The pastor doesn't even know that there is a youth camp existing. They are not going via the pastor. They go directly to the person itself.
Right.
The natural types the spiritual. So the natural protection is away. So therefore, it's so important that our children become our friends, that they are completely open to whatever comes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But it's a tremendous age, and we got to catch them all. Now, here you see a picture. Can you say amen till now?
Amen.
Just a little bit from heart. It's a little bit quiet amen, but I think it's a heart amen. Amen? Right. Because every child loves animals. Little kitty and a little doggy, which is normal. But by the kind of comic books and so forth, they begin to love monsters. In my age, it was Sesame Street. Today, it's Pokemons and what, Teletubbies, whatever. when they are, I want to say, programmed to receive, to love monsters, when they are older, they love demons. They are programmed for that thing, loving monsters. And we know that kind of story that Brother Branham had in Portland was the madman from Oregon. And he was asked, you know, the one who fell on his feet. And Brother Branham was asked, did the man get free? And Brother Branham said, no, because he worships that spirit. Here is a man in the presence of the prophet who cannot get free anymore because his heart is too much connected with that demon. Friends, we have to pay attention. We should not be naive in Satan's Eden. We should not be like Eve and talk with everybody and here comes a serpent and says, oh, God didn't mean it. Yes, 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 but this was before 60. We know all these stories, but we should be standing behind the word. Said, do you understand? No, but God said. Amen. Amen. And we always tell our young people, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, be under the protection of somebody with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be another one, your Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Not in that kind of, I'm your Holy Ghost. But you understand, you need a coach by saying, Brother Marcus, I'm really not, I'm a young man, 15, 16 years old, there's challenges. I cannot face these challenges. You need a friend. Yes. If you don't have the friend inside, then use your papa. And discuss these things with your papa. Papa, here is a challenge. What should I do? And receive, accept the answer. Amen. Amen. Not only accepting yes, it's all fine. So Papa says, okay, now peace in the family. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Right. The same thing. What happens is it is not made, brothers and sisters, it's not made for entertainment. There is a satanic agenda behind it. So that the children begin to love monsters. And you keep in mind that Brother Branham said, I saw God first in nature. I loved nature. Therefore, I said, how do they want to find God if they sit before the internet chat the whole day? How? They get more socialized with everything. But to find God is another thing. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Without making a point, but just want to again to say, come on, let's take the sword in a friendly way out and watch our families. Where are we heading to? Amen. Now here is the boy that was shooting these men, these I think it was in Atlanta or Jonesboro, when they were shooting the kids in the school. And we have now 2, 3, 4 cases in Germany the same way. Now, here you see, brothers and sisters, you see the drama behind it. Because when the boy goes to school to kill the teachers and his mates, it's always the same end. He kills himself. Right. And we had a very interesting, in a newspaper, it said something very intelligent, because this boy killed 15 young people, I think. And they said it was not 15 victims. It was not 15 mamas who lost their boy, but 16. He himself became a victim. He was deceived and deceived others. And their story is always the same. It was rock music, computer games. And when they are filled up with these things, they just went and they could not make the difference between the fiction and reality. What a thing. Amen. What a thing. What a drama. Because here's even the mama of the boy is a mama too. She had him on his laps. Amen. Amen. Therefore, God sent a message. Because he saw that when 200,000 horsemen are just released today, they were released on those Jews, they are still here. Yeah. To whom are they released? To you and to me. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a standard against it. But we will be only sure if we stay behind that standard. Amen. So therefore, I always say this, I would never say do this, do that. Every family should really consult a pastor. What do you really think? Right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Can you say amen? And God saw the wickedness was great on earth. Every imagination of the thoughts of their heart was evil. Now, how does it come before the flood? By a complete programming of the minds of the children. So when they grew up, they were evil. There was nothing anymore which could be spiritual. That's what I want us to see now, to see our young teenage boys that will be the men and women of tomorrow, our teens today, hair dye Nick, down their neck, breeches pulled down over their hips with a pistol stuck in their side, a cigarette in the side of their mouth. What will it be? It's still slavery under the devil. We call it cool. We call it hip. The prophet saw the spirit. He said it's slavery, nothing else. Again, under taskmasters. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Here we have, and I always say this because I made a wonderful presentation just about fashion. I said to, and I was a Sunday school teacher, and I really experienced it in my life. Pay attention what's on the t-shirts of your children. Because it's an anointing going with it. Here it says, bad guy, don't have it. I saw young in my Sunday school, depending on what they were wearing, was their attitude. They have cool and they act cool. There is an anointing because it comes from a source of an inspiration. Pay attention on those things. Can you say amen? And here we have the breeches. And Brother Bram says this. Every woman wants to be nice and every man wants to be successful. But what is the success for a boy when he's cool? So you see them coming right to the church. Hey, God bless you, man. But that's not the way to approach God. There's no way they are in the message, but they don't approach God. They don't find favor in God's sight because they don't know how to approach Him. He is a majesty. He is a king. You say amen? Amen. Sometimes they are just, you know, I see this in our church. Sometimes boys, you know, they are just sitting. They are just sitting in the church to check the preacher. Right. And when something, I would say, correcting comes, you can see how they just... And when something deep comes, they say, amen, amen, yes. That means, yes, preacher, you have now a little bit more insight than before. That's how it goes. But if our attitude is not right, we will bring nothing out of the service. I always say this, if our attitude is not right, you can invite Superman, and he comes in, big S, holds a super preaching, goes back, but it will not help us until our attitude will be right. And again, brothers and sisters, it's life and death. Amen. It counts everything. And Satan is very successful. Now it is that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. We look of these boys just so much like girls wearing clothes like them and see the girls trying to act like boys. And seeing the women and men in this perverted age, see sex appeal has become an idol of worship. The gospel has been pushed on one side, and nakedness of Laodicea. Church of God, what an hour. Come, Lord Jesus, make yourself known to us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. We have to understand that Laodicea is a pure sexual age.
Amen.
And some of the young boys left the church because of a girlfriend. It's not that they are bad boys, but they couldn't help in their sexual ways. And when you see some of the programs, of the computer game programs, it's featuring sexuality. Right. Amen. Just, right. Here would be one example. You can be sure that I'm not too straight on certain points. I'm not showing pictures, you know. But in that thing. But here is another thing. Now, as they are programmed to receive monsters and love them, and later they will love demons. Hollywood made, I would say, the continuity of Barbie. Like, for example, Britney Spears and so forth. But what does that mean? The young children, they got a certain model how a woman must be. And it creates already a complex that they don't have the same form like Barbie. And we have so much young children taking their lives because they think, I'm too ugly, I'm too big, I'm too strong, I'm too small, anything. And the Bible says that beauty is a nice spirit.
Yes.
That means the Spirit of God comes and takes all the complexes of Hollywood away from us and says, and the sister says, yes, but I'm not happy or I'm not beauty and I will never find a husband. If God has a husband, He will love you the way you are.
Amen.
You say amen? And hundreds of young people taking their life because they are not matching to a certain outward form. I think number one of the teenagers in the US as a birthday present for the girls is to have an operation to have a bigger breast. Imagine the foolishness of Laodicea. Now when it comes to, can you say amen?
Amen.
Now here we come to a certain age of persons. And the prophet of God, he told us one thing. Behind a person is a story. And this makes this message so wonderful, because it's not only a doctrine, it's not only legalism, but it shows the person behind that thing.
Amen.
The person behind the lipstick, the person behind the makeup, the person behind the shorts. This makes it so familiar. And when you see the story of the woman at the well, in all these ages, there were hundreds and thousands of ministers preaching about that subject. Man, her being a prostitute, having five men, and here comes, but here comes Brother Branham, and he goes back in the life of that woman. And she says she had a good beginning, but she had a husband who left her. And when she had that experience, she put away her life. So here, that means God understands our background. Amen. And he prevents us from having problems in the future by following his word, by following his word and his spirit. Here is an actor by the name of Maria Schell, and she is a very nice person so far. Yes, this is a picture from the 50s, like that way. A boy would easily fall in love with a girl like this. We find out that not every sister has that kind of Marilyn Monroe approach. And it's good so. But it is not very difficult to fall in love with a girl like this. Now here she is, the same woman a couple of years later. Now keep one thing in mind, that we understand certain things. What we think is legalism is God's love. It's God's love, because God knows life. Nobody knows life like God knows. Amen. Because when the woman gets older and the man only loved her beauty in the youth, amen. That woman, after having maybe two babies, she has to have two diets per month to please her husband. Because she feels how her husband is looking to younger girls. She feels this. She sees this. Amen. Therefore, if a woman presents herself that she is loved because of her, I would say, her sizes, 90, 60, 90, she always have to stay this until she's 80 years old. Because that's the thing that the man was attracted to. Can you say amen? But she will get older, and while she's getting older, her husband will look to younger ones, because that was the reason for the first marriage. Therefore, it's so important. I remember my own wife, when we got married, she got a little bit bigger, and she was a little bit in a certain way, and she was a little bit frustrated, and she told me, Brother Marcus, and I said, what's wrong, honey? And she said, I think you don't love me as you did before, because I got a little bit bigger. And I said, honey, I love your spirit. I love your personality. I love your nature. If tomorrow you have a car accident and your whole face is crushed, I will not send you back to mama. You're my wife. And a young girl in this message deserves a husband who loves her spirit, not her body, because the body will fail. Amen. So the fathers and the mothers, as Laodicea is programmed on sexuality, it seems to be a race in the church to fulfill this. The sisters begin to undress to be more sexual. The boys make bodybuilding to be more like Arnold. But they should be spiritual men. Because you can be big as you want. The muscles will go down with the years. But your soul will be bright every year. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. So what happens if I have a little daughter by the name of Susanna. Now, she is now 7 years old. In a couple of years, she will be old enough. And when I see a boy standing before my door with a couple of roses, and he says, "Brother Marcus, can I call you Papa?" Okay, sit down, boy. "Brother Marcus, I love Susanna." "You love Susanna. Okay. What do you love the most?" "Ah, you know, Brother Marcus, her character. That, you know, I take the rifle," and said, "Okay, boy." Brother Bram said, "You should take your rifle because daddy knows better. Daddy knows life. That everything which is romantic, everything which will soon finish, but character loves character." Can you say amen?
Amen?
So while the whole world comes into a complex of Hollywood, and I would say this, we have the woman by the name of Marilyn Monroe. And Brother Bram said, "The nicest woman, but I wish to talk to her because there was something that she needed. That was Christ." If beautiness did not make her happy, beautiness will not make us happy. There is one thing that makes us happy, that's Christ, the word for that age. You say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, this must be disguised. And here is the same person a couple of years later. Therefore, Brother Ben says, "I don't understand America," and you put Germany in it. It's the same. Because today it's worldwide. It's not a question of country. He said, people are investing more in cosmetics than in food. And they're investing thousands of dollars to end like this instead of investing in the soul, which will be nice eternally.
Amen.
Young boys make one bodybuilding tour after the other instead of investing in their soul. Amen. Now, if you want to make bicycle because you feel bad, no problem with this, because I make my jogging and so forth to be a little bit kept up. But don't hang your soul on your body condition. Therefore, the prophet said this, and I believe it's for Germany exactly the same. He said, in former times, we took one bath in a week and had every evening prayer. Today, we have every evening a bath and one prayer in the week. It's exactly so. We changed from the soul to a pure body worship. Amen. Amen. So take your bath. Take your bath. Amen. Again, here's Brother Branham, and you see all these things bringing to that. You see, it's not Brother Marcus. Watch, here's Brother Branham, and he goes to Finland. And in that Finland, they have no bath, and they go into a YMCA. And while Brother Branham wants to enter in it, a voice said, "Stay here, wait." And Brother Branham sits before the door, and all the brothers, they go in. So if I would be a brother, I would see, "Brother Branham, why don't you go in here? I will not go neither." That's so. But the brothers went in, and Brother Branham stayed there. And Brother Branham did not understand why he should wait outside. But a young nurse, he said, came in, a young Finnish girl, to the man. And Brother Branham wanted to stop her. Here is a naked man right in, and she just went in. And then Brother Branham spoke to Mr. Monunen, or Brother Monunen. And he says, "Brother Monunen, that's wrong that a young girl goes into, I would say, a massage for men." And he said this, "Well, Brother Branham, they are raised up from children to scrub, just like your nurses in America. Things like that, they are raised up dead." What does that mean? Brother Monunen says, "They are raised up to see naked men. And at a certain time, it did not affect them anymore." Amen? That means their natural bother, their natural alarm is put away by attitude, by community.
Right.
They make it common, they make it often.
Right.
That's the same on the other side.
Yeah.
Amen. You watch so much naked flesh that you feel that you lose the feeling for it. You lose the feeling. You can watch on everything and you lost something. And there already the programming has begun.
Yeah.
It has begun. Therefore, it's so important that even in this evil age, we have a veil of holiness still.
Amen.
To watch and still cannot watch, like Brother Branham said. It's so important. This doesn't come by. It takes prayer life. Consecration, Lord, me and my house, we serve the Lord.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, again, watch these things, what children are eating spiritually. Amen. Exactly so. Now, here's what Brother Branham says. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that they will catch the vision and see and hear the great eternal invitation of come follow me. May each one of them, Lord, turn aside from all the things of the world, this mortal fringy life, as they are here tonight in their gold blonde hair, and some of them with their black hair and dark eyes and blue eyes, and setting in their very best that they ever can be. And as the great writer said, remember thy creator in the days of their youth, while the evil days come not nigh, and thou shalt have no pleasure in him. Amen. And Brother Ben was preaching this. He was preaching about the subject, come follow me. And he said, there was an angel in Tucson coming to me and says something about the youth. And Brother Bram did not explain what the angel said. But he said, my best advice will be, come follow me. Amen. And you say, amen. Not be partaker in the message. Come follow me. Can you say amen? Maybe we can put this off the screen. And I would just, for finishing, to give some practical things. Can you say amen till now? It will not be solved by legalism, but God sent I-self to very clear where it comes from. Right. And I believe Brother Branham said this, my boy was 8 years old, and I took him, Joseph, and I said, Joseph, you cannot handle, do this and that. They had a little fight among the children. You are the son of a minister. It will bring bad reputation on my name. I believe sometimes children or teenagers understand more than we think. Amen. Yes. And it's so important not only to forbid, but to create a vision. Yes. To set them around the table and says, son and daughter, we want to serve God because we know there is one way. Amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? And not wait until they are 18, because then they do what they do. You must do it in the earliest years. That's the time of programming them. Take the time with them. Explain why you are, how you are. You say, Brother Marcus, I made many mistakes in my life. I have a good news for you. Brother Branham said, God is the God of the second chance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And maybe of the third chance. So don't say, oh, we wish to go back. You cannot change the past. But you can say, Lord, help me for the future. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, God didn't send a reformer. He sent a prophet. And we just have to stay behind it. Sometimes it hurts. Amen. Can you say amen? Yes. Now that person that says, Brother Marcus, I'm in the convention and I'm up and I don't know how to come back, because when I'm at home after a couple of days, the eagle is landing and I don't know how to come out of the situation. Now let's help for a couple of minutes. That person, because it's a sincere question. It's a good one. It's not bringing the people from one camp to the next. No. No. They have to live at home the same way. Yes, I mean. But it is so important. She says, I was there at the altar. And I always say this, it is so important that in the altar call that we are not emotionalism. Amen. That we are not making a charismatic emotional altar call just that everybody has to come and this is my success, the altar is full. Amen. There is time for altar calls, 100%. That's wonderful. I made many of them and even more. But we see the charismatic movement when they come, they just, the Lord is here. I feel it. This can be your last message. Somebody's here. If you go out, it's over with you. And then you see the young people. You see? But Brother Branham says this, God will not lose one of his attributes. God doesn't come too late. God has a way. Amen. 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 Glory, hallelujah. So not coming by fear, but coming by love. Amen. So what happened when the girl was really called by the word? She has something in her that millions of people don't have. She has something to respond. Brother Branham would call it the deep calls to the deep. She cannot live a Christian life now, but she has already something that can be touched. Amen. Right. So when she goes home, she has to remember, it was not the volleyball that touched me, but it was the word. Amen. For sure, everything has its place, nothing against. But if you want to grow spiritually, it must be the Word. So one thing is sure, if it touched me one time, it will touch me again. Amen. That means, therefore, we say to young people, make a tape of your favorite cassette of the ministry that they touched you, because it will touch you again. Amen. So, and then it's this, Brother Bram says, he had a little slogan. It says, much prayer, much blessing. Less prayer, less blessing. No prayer. Amen. You said it. Right. Amen. So we always say this. We don't expect the young people to have 2 hours every day of just serving the Lord. They will not do it. But I said, take 15 minutes. And this is my, maybe you would say half an hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. I said, take a time every evening. Every day, you and God alone. It doesn't have to be hours. Take 50 minutes, but take them every day. Amen. Absolutely. Because it's not you're living from one convention to the next. Who should we invite to push up the people? It's not. It's time over for this. Amen. It's time to, like Brother Branham had that, I will meet you there in that tent, is to go with him in that tent. I mean, it's time of who do we have to invite to push up a little bit the people? That's over that time. Amen. So when they come home and they were touched by the Word, be sure the Word will touch them again. So take your time where God can touch you. Brother Branham explains it like this. David was surrounded by the Philistines and he was laying on his bed and he was thinking about the great victories of God and he was jumping up and he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. And as it comes from an inspiration, it will touch the heart even after 3,000 years. Amen. But I always ask this, how can God speak to us if we don't give a time that he can speak? Amen. We need time where we are with God just alone. Now, what should I do in that time if somebody wants to really serve the Lord as a young person? I said this. When I was a young boy, I was not very spiritual. And many people say, you are not spiritual still today. That might be somebody will come. As I always say to the church, the Bible says, pray for wisdom. And I said, I prayed. I did not know if it arrived already, but at least I prayed for it. Right? To wisdom to be a good father. But one thing is sure, I had two stars in my life. One was Arnold Schwarzenegger and one was Sylvester Stallone, as I was not in the message. I remember one time there was the television or the film Conan, and there was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you know, he went and he just with his breast muscle, he made do. So as he became an example, I just went again into the gym and so forth. And I went before the mirror, but there was nothing. and I had to train again. But I find out a truth, Brother Jeff would say, a concept. If you want to have muscle, you cannot eat McDonald's. True. If you want to have spiritual muscle, you cannot eat Harry Potter. You need a real steak. You need a real message. You need a real body word to feed on. And therefore, you can make your diet, but don't make a spiritual diet. Amen. Eat the right kind of steak because it will make you healthy. Amen. Hallelujah. So when this happens, you cannot feed on listening music. That's fine. Christian music, that's all fine. But you have to eat yourself. Every day, a little step. Everybody has his way to enter into the Spirit. Now, I'm a singer normally. And, you know, when I enter in our church, there is people who are stealing your anointing. That happens. And you say, amen. Very fast. You know, you come and you want to speak about Elijah. And somebody comes. Brother Marcus, my car is wrecked. Yeah. Really? It's a Volkswagen. Yeah, but it's a new car. Yeah. And then you come behind the pulpit and he said, my subject today is Elijah and the wrecked car. No. Oh, it wasn't. But so therefore, many times I have just my earphone and then some Jewish music. And he said, shalom, 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 until I'm in a place where I'm with God alone. Amen. Amen. But we have to do the same. Now, one thing is sure. A church is a tremendous place to receive more of God. And God ordained it. Amen. But here's what Brother Branham says. My little Rebecca, I want her to receive the Holy Ghost. When she comes to church, she doesn't want to come, but when she comes to church, she sits always in the back. She's chewing gum, and she always goes to the toilet. Now, let's deal with these three things, a little thing. And as I'm just as a visitor, it's always fine to just throw it out like this. Amen. Yeah. Brother Branham never said, bring the children into the church. He said, bring them in the presence of God. Right. That's a difference. That's a difference. Right. A big difference. Yes, bring them in the presence of God. And it's always, according to the law of nature, easier to touch a person who is nearby than a person who is far away. Amen. Can you say amen? Therefore, the first row is first class. Amen. Right? Absolutely. It's easier to touch them in the spiritual realm. Absolutely. So we see that tendency. When we have young people that just come to church, they're sitting way in the back. And many times they don't have their jacket off. They're just... And they're always, from time to time, like to go to the toilet. Now, I said this. How often did you see a minister during the preaching just say, church, God bless you, I just have to. Never. Amen. 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 You have to understand that while we are coming, there's somebody who does not want us to open ourselves. Amen. Now, here's something that happened. And I want you to be spiritually that thing. Just give me a couple of minutes just to be practical and to finish, because in 10 years I'm coming back. The natural types the spiritual. Now, I'm married with my wife, and I say this holy, and I want you to receive it holy. But I'm married to my wife, and we love to make to walk hand in hand to the village. And this is very romantic, I promise you, but there's no baby coming out of that thing. Amen. And I love to look her in the eyes and be very romantic, but that's fine, but there's no baby coming out of that thing. God has one way to produce a baby. Now, if you go to your doctor and you say, doctor, we want to have a baby, but we are looking hours and hours into our eyes and it seems nothing will happen. The doctor would say, okay, now sit down, I have a book for you. Amen. But the natural types the spiritual. Right. Amen. Because Brother Bram said this, when the angel came to Mary, there was a word already pronounced by the prophet Isaiah, and he says, a virgin shall conceive. And that spoken word went around the earth for many, many hundred years. And when that angel came, here is Mary, she opened her heart, she said, be it unto me. And in that moment, she was struck by that word. Right. Was conceived by the spoken word. Amen. Right in that moment. Right. Amen. That means people come sometime to church, but they never open up. They just come to check the preacher. And from Germany. Oh, yeah. You can check your whole life. It will not help you. No, it's not that we're checking that, but that we open our heart and say, Lord, speak to me. Open my heart and change my heart. Can you say amen? Therefore, it's no time to be formal. I'm happy that there's such a nice atmosphere here. But it's no time to be formal just to sit in the back and say, I was in church. Yeah, but it was a waste of time when our heart is not prepared to receive the word. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Therefore, not bring them to church, bring them into the presence of God. And here comes Brother Benjamin. He says, the family should come and pray before and then sit down. But we have that mentality in our Western world that church becomes a cinema program. With cinema mentality. I'm sometimes in big conventions. And when I feel this, I say, we have guest minister, Brother Marcus, and then that's fine. I said, and then sometimes little, not always, sometimes bigger, whatever, you know, conventions and so forth. I said, let's all kneel down. A couple of hundred people. All kneel down, because I saw that spirit, they're just waiting, what does he have to say? But it will not help us, it becomes entertainment if our heart is not in that thing. You say amen? That's so important. If not, it's just information. It's just looking in the eye and be a little bit. But we must receive a baby from him by the spoken words. Amen. And only a minister who was begotten by him can bring the life and bring the sperm for that age, which is the word. Therefore, Baptists produce Baptists. Methodists produce Methodists. Now, what happens then is to come early. Amen. I sometimes make that little demonstration. I was in the heart. One time I was with a family and they were a little bit too late, which is fine. But when you come too late, you are under pressure. Right. So we were just riding behind them. It was 50 minutes for the service and the man was the song leader. So we were riding and in the window rear, we could see what happened because we were just, those Germans, they have all that kind of Michael Schumacher spirit right upon them. And so they were just riding to church. And you could see what happened in the car. It went. And the children, they were already under the blessing, sitting in the back seat. So this was the preparation to come to church because they were too late again. Again under pressure because they were not early enough up. So what happened? The car comes to the church. The brother comes out of the car. Another brother comes. How are you doing? Wonderful. You see that? That we have to be wise because we cannot ourselves, we cannot open ourselves just with a switch. Amen. Amen. Therefore, there's a problem when people always come today, they always come on the last minute. It will not help them much. They need time of consecration. Can you say amen? Amen. And then there's this. What we see in the young people, because I want to help that young girl, he says, how can I come back? Amen. Not to wait on the next convention, but to understand there are certain principles in the Bible, law of natures, which were there all the years, not only by the message. But here's this. When we have the music service, you see sometimes the people let the song leader sing. The music has a meaning. Amen. Amen. Now imagine I would come right in the front and I would say, I want to make a song special. Ding, dick, ding, dick, ding, dick, ding. Oh, my brother, life is so hard and it doesn't make sense to come to church again. Oh, no. All songs that we sing are positive. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, many problems in the family. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, and the sheaf tomorrow morning. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Amen. And it's so important because the Bible says, with my heart I believe and with my mouth I confess. Amen. All songs that we have are positive songs. Amen. Not one songs of victory. You are the winner in my life. Can you say amen? Amen. Brother Bram said, when Israel went to war, amen. They had a certain strategy. The first ones were the musicians. Amen. Artillery, right? Right. Infantry, right? Right. Musicians, right? Right. Yerushalayim shel zahav veshel mechoshe veshelo alo leho shirai ani. And you could see how those Israelites taking their sword, defending their families. And we have to understand there is a spiritual battle going on. And we have to take our sword. Everyone for themselves, because the people create the atmosphere. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let me finish just with the last point, and then I will. Hallelujah. I have so much on my heart, but amen. I said I will be in time. Amen. 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 Just from heart to heart for the young people too. Today is not the doctor. Today is the coach. Really, the coaches say, how we get, you know, you must be active in the thing. Now, we see one thing. God has nature. That's the last part of many. That's God has certain laws. And one law is we are creators. Right. And what we create is atmosphere in our homes and in the church. Amen. It's us creating the atmosphere. Now, If you see Marcus Becker, there is days when I could jump over the ocean. Amen. And there's days where I feel depressed. Really. One day I'm the man of the hour, the next day I'm quite a stable man. But you understand, I have my ups and I have my downs, like Brother Bram said. But in the sight of God, I am the same. Because He watches my soul. Amen. And you are the same. But what happens? We have days where we are depressed. Amen. And I was a young believer, and these days when we don't feel good, we hear normally a voice which says, stay at home today. Amen. With that condition, you are not a blessing. Have you ever heard that voice? Amen. If you hear that voice, that's Satan. Amen. So the thing that you have to do is, Satan, I don't stay at home, you can stay at home. I have to go where my brothers are. Because what happens? Now, I always did this as a young boy, and I still do. It is when I feel depressed and I sit beside a person who is right in the spirit and he is praying and really serving God, there is an anointing around that person. Also because we are creators. So what happens is, as I am sitting beside him, I get anointed by him. I feel the good atmosphere around him and I say, yeah, it's not too bad today. Right. It's, you know, there's sometimes people that don't read much of the message. The only thing that they need, that they know, is 45 minutes at the prophet. Right. That's the only quote that they know. Right. But what happens is, if I come in the anointing, I said, oh, it was not too bad. It was the same songs, it is the same preaching, but why? I'm getting benefit of my brother's anointing. Amen. Because he is a creator and he helps me out of that valley. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Right. Now, 2 weeks later, my brother is defeated and I'm up. Marcus had a good day. Everything is fine. I prayed enough. So I'm early in the church. I'm praying and my brother is depressed. Now I'm helping him to come out of that situation. And the Bible says we help one another. Amen. Can you say amen? So in the moment when I don't feel I should not stay home, but I should come to church and say, Satan, you stay home. I want to serve God and become, get again in the spirit of God. Amen. Can you say amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Now, when that happens, I have my private life with the Lord. I take my time. I'm growing because I'm eating. Yes, sir. And I always say this to our young people. It does not make sense to come to service and to be with our heart in the NBA. Amen. Now, when you come, come with soul, body, and spirit. Amen. Soul, body, and spirit. And say, Lord, speak to me. And Brother Bram said, what we expect we get. And say, amen. So you will see how a person begins to be stabilized. Every ups and down will be stabilized in a certain way. Can you say amen? We have our downs, we have our defeats, we have our depression, but we have the next point to getting charged up again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the musicians could come, amen. God remembers. Amen. I believe. And if we sing the song, as the deer pants for the water, amen. It's not only the dynamic that's so important, but it's the mechanic to know how to approach God. Amen. There was a Jewish rabbi one time, and I like that story. Maybe you are familiar with this. Amen. And three people come to him, and all of them have problems. And one has with the family, one with the boss, and one with himself. And rabbi was not there, so the three were just speaking about their problem. At a certain time, the rabbi comes in. And he sees them, looks them in the eyes, and he just begins to sing about the great God, Jehovah, the one who revealed himself, Elohim, amen. Jehovah Manasseh, Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord is my healer, the Lord is present, the Lord is my banner, the Lord has provided a sacrifice. Elohim, the Almighty One, the self-existing One. And at a certain time, he thinks, man, we have problems. And he begins to sing, we want to have some kind of, I would say, counseling. And he was just singing, how great thou art. Amen. The one who opened the Red Sea that his children come through. Amen. The one who sent the third pool for those who cannot muster faith. Bring it in our time. And at a certain time, the first one is just tipping. And they were looking at him, and with a certain time, they were just singing with the Rabbi. Amen. About Jehovah God, who will have an answer, who will be our answer. And when they were all praising God, and with a certain time, the Rabbi said, boys, now let's speak about the problem. And they said, Rabbi, we don't have problems. God takes care of it. We know he goes with it. Amen. God in all the ages revealed his name by his character. Amen. Brother Bram said, Abraham was so discouraged, but then he came as El Shaddai, the breasted one. Amen. God came to Brother Branham in the form of, I'm a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. Time of his. And he revealed to him when he had that story with the deers, I will never leave, I will never forsake you. What a time we live. What a God we have. Amen. Sometimes people are very proud of their church. We are proud of God, the one who has a way for us. You say amen. Therefore, Brother Bram said, Christianity is positive, but we need a coach, a real one. And he's looking. And if sometime in our church, I see the young people sitting back, I said, everybody has the liberty to sit where they are, but Brother so-and-so, you come here. But now they understand more what I want to show them. He said, don't sit as a visitor. You're part of it. Go into that thing. Amen. Amen. Because it's life and death. One thing is to see the tricks of Satan. The other thing is, how can I have victory? And God has wonderful thoughts. Can you say amen? Amen. It's a privilege to speak to you. Let's sing the song. As a deer.
As a deer panters for the water, so my soul thirsts after the deep. You alone are my heart, desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. You
great. In Laodicea, there is a strength. He himself.
Ah, my strength, my shield.
We have the song, There Is None Like You, before we pray, and we thank the Lord for, amen, for the good atmosphere. Can you say amen? Amen. He's a coach, not me, I'm a coach, he's a coach, and I learned myself the same way. I'm a daddy, I have a young girl, and I want that she comes through, amen. And Laodicea is very dark, but he says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a stand, I will be bigger than this, but let's stand behind the word. As a protection.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity. Find there is none like you. Touch my heart like
no Elvis Presley, no NBA basketball league, no.
Eternity, Lord, and find it like you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment of consecration before you. And Lord, maybe here's people, they recognize we made mistakes. We made mistakes in our homes, we made mistakes with our children. But Lord, we cannot change our past. But you have provided a sacrifice. You are Jehovah Jireh for us. And Lord, our children, we gave them, when they were born, we gave them into your hands. And surely, our Lord, our hands are too small, are too short, our arms. But your arms are not too short. You find them. You found Billy Paul in the place where he was. And Lord, we want to commit those who are in trouble of sin at the moment. We want to commit them into your hands. Lord, if we made mistakes, if we were too open or too close, whatever, Lord, let us be led by your Spirit. Let us see, Lord, let me do it better. Let me stand up and do it better for the future. Amen. To fall down is human. To stand up is godly. Stand up again. The just will fall 7 times. He stands up and he says, Lord, let me do it better. Amen. More time with you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time of consecration. And Lord, may you bless each and every family. And in this moment, we want to bless Brother Pastor Jeff, that you may bless his life, bless his time, bless his family. Bless Brother Lonnie, bless minister that are here. And Lord, we want to go a next step into your hands, Father. Love you so much, Father, for a message. Lord, and this is our doctrine that we have. Nearer, my God, to thee. Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you say amen? If you wouldn't mind if I give over to the song, shall we sing the song, Nearer, my God, to thee? Do you know the song? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Nearer, my God, to thee.
That's our doctrine. Nearer, my God, to thee.
Nearer to thank you.
Jesus. God, how we give you praise this morning. How we thank you for those, Lord, that have come this morning. We thank you for Brother Marcus, Lord, and the word that he brought. God, our hearts are pricked. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll make us. Oh, Father, we thank if we could go back and change all the things, but we know we can't. But, Lord, you give second chances, Father, and I'm sure there's many in here this morning wants that second chance. We pray the Holy Spirit might quicken them, Lord. May they never forget, Lord, the things that you've done and how much was done for us, Lord, that we could receive, that we could hear, that we could know what's true. We give you praise this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Great and mighty are you. Great and mighty, Lord. Praise be to God. I don't know where anybody wants prayer this morning, but if you do, you can like to come. That's fine. We'll just sing some songs and praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Have thine own way, Lord. Just have thine own way. For thou art the Father, and I am the clay. Thank you.
set my wings just like
like an eagle flies, and I set my wings just like an eagle flies. Amen. Yes, I set my wings just like an eagle flies. Praise God. Thank you. Because He lives, oh, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth a living just because comfort to me.